I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shout out to all the loopholes. Shout out to Houston. Grass not always greener on the other side, Figgy. I know you know this. You know who else knows this? Kyrie Irving, former Cavaliers guard Kyrie Irving. He basically whined his way out of town, LeBron James' final year there. There was a little bit of a rift between he and LeBron, very, very public. He was traded to the Boston Celtics, and it wasn't until earlier this week that he really, really, really went in-depth and addressed the situation. And Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, they've had a rough season. They've been one of the most disappointing teams in the entire NBA. They had a tough loss to the Orlando Magic, and Kyrie Irving said when he was frustrated, when he was feeling angry, he decided he was going to call LeBron James, and this is what Kyrie had to say earlier this week.
It was a big deal for me because I had to call Bron, you know, and tell him, like, you know, I apologize for being that young player that wanted to everything at his, you know, at his fingertips, and I wanted everything to be at, you know, my threshold. I wanted to be the guy that led us to championship. I wanted to be the leader. I wanted to be all that, and, you know, the responsibility of being the best player in the world and leading a team is something that's not meant for many people, and Bron was one of those guys that came to Cleveland and tried to really show us what it's like to win a championship, and it was hard for him, and sometimes getting the most out of the group, it's not the easiest thing in the world, and like I said, only few are meant for it or chosen for it, and, you know, I feel like the best person to call was him because, you know, he's been in the situation, you know, he's been there with me where I've been the young guy, you know, being a 22-year-old kid and, you know, wanting everything right now, you know, coming off an all-star year starting, and then, you know, this heck of a presence comes back, and now I got to adjust my game to this guy. And, you know, you take it personal, but at the end of the day, he just wants what's best. And he has a legacy he wants to leave, and he has a window he wants to capture. So I think what that brought me back to is, like, all right, how do I get the best out of this group of the success they had last year and then helping them realize what it takes to win a championship?
I think sometimes people forget, and I'm guilty of this as well, that these athletes that we see in the spotlight, despite the fact they're where 99.9% of the people would love to be, and they're a big part of everybody's lives, despite the fact that they are kids. And Kyrie Irving, 22 years old, 23 years old, the feud with LeBron, while it didn't make sense to a lot of people, just go back to when you were 22, 23 years old and the mistakes you may have made. I give Kyrie Irving props for actually apologizing for the riff he had with LeBron, and it's good to see that he's at least growing up right now in front of our very eyes.
The dumbest decisions any of us have made, once you hit your 30s, 40s, and beyond, the dumbest decisions you've ever made in your life were probably in your 20s, right?
Yeah,
the most immature you've ever been.
I got
been.
Scars on my body to show it.
the most immature you've ever been.
From Windows, people.
Right. The most immature you've ever been probably was high school and in your 20s. So, yeah, you come in and you feel invincible. You know, you feel like, you know, you're entitled. And that's not a millennial thing. People my age felt entitled when they were in their 20s.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, that's not. No, I mean, because kids are stupid. Middle schoolers are idiots. Kids are stupid. It's not until you get into your mid-20s that you become like a real person.
I thought it was good to hear, and I like seeing guys develop and grow. Much like we will the guys that we watch, like James Harden. I think James Harden's grown a lot the last few years. I think when he first came to the Rockets with the Kevin McHale thing and coming in out of shape, mm-hmm. dating the Kardashian, to what he is now, I think James Harden's actually grown up in front of our eyes. It's going to be fun to see Deshaun Watson grow up in our eyes. JJ seems like he's always been the same.
He's the guy that's always been the pet guy. Like when he was in middle school, he could have been teaching the class. You know, there's always a couple of those.
Yeah, there's those guys, and then there's the guy that you see grow and develop. Maybe JD Clowney. Maybe he's the one that takes the next step, and he's like a leader of this team eventually. Did you ever watch Dateline To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen?
I did not. I'm familiar with it, but I wasn't that wasn't one of my shows.
Well, Chris Hansen, and if you never watched this show, let me just set the scene before we hear the audio so it actually makes some sense to you. Chris Hansen has been arrested, and he's in jail. I'll tell you why he's in jail on the back end of this audio. Mm-hmm. But before that, I'll just explain what exactly Chris Hansen did. What they did on Dateline is they basically set up sexual predators. Mm-hmm. It's actually a very, very good cause what they did. They would have fake screen names, and then they would set up grown-ass men who were going to meet what they believed were 13, 14, 15-year-old right. girls. And the craziest thing about this show is that right as these guys would walk into the house where they thought they were meeting the girl, mm-hmm. this guy Chris Hansen would come out. And he would just have notes, and he would just start reading to them everything they were saying to these girls. And then as soon as they walked out of the house, they would be arrested.
Yeah.
So Chris Hansen would come out there. He would have some one-liners. And I don't know how he didn't get killed, because when you have sickos like this and they're in that
exactly.
moment, and you're just walking right into the fire, I don't see how he didn't get killed. Mm-hmm. He did it up in jail. We'll tell you why in just a sec. But here are some snippets from Chris Hansen's work on Dateline, and it's four different guys that he's catching to meet these young girls. And there would also be an actress. The voice you'll hear is an actress pretending she's the 13-year-old girl.
Right.
And she'll run into the room. But this is the best of Chris Hansen to catch a predator.
So you've got a big afternoon planned, huh? Why don't you have a seat right there, please? You have an MBA.
Yeah.
Where were you when you were having this chat with this 13-year-old girl, Amy? Were you at
I was in office.
You were in your office?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I made some tea and it's on the table.
Hey! What's up, man? Why don't you just step right over there, please?
Please, sir, I really drove this far for no reason.
You drove this far for no reason?
How you doing today?
Good.
You remember who I am?
The show, sir.
The show.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen the show on television?
Yes, a couple of times.
A couple of times. And you know what the show is called?
Dateline
what? To Catch a Predator.
Sir, I'm not a really predator, sir, but I'm just...
You're not a real predator.
No, sir.
Just a pretend predator.
No, I'm just curious, sir.
A curious predator. Sure. Well, then what do you call somebody who's an adult who comes over to meet a child home alone after a sexually explicit conversation? What is that called? I mean, you tell me.
That is crazy.
How did he not get killed?
Because those guys have got him alone. I guess they knew...
That if they recognized him,
that there had to be cops nearby or some, you know, the cameras were running. Once they identified who he was and realized who he was, maybe. I don't know. But you lose your temper and you're dealing with crazy people like that?
He'd just come out there and just school these guys and just make them look about as stupid as you could be. He's in jail now. Or he went to jail. He got arrested.
Hansen is.
Yes, Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Would you care to guess what he got arrested for?
It better not be that.
No. Hell
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it better Hell not no. be that. I'll say, how long did this show run?
This show ran for years. I don't know the exact number, like a few years for sure.
Because I'm wondering if he blew his money and he, like, robbed someplace or...
You're close.
Yeah?
You're close.
Money scam.
Yeah, something like that. That's what I meant.
Kind of.
Yeah.
He wrote bad checks.
Oh, man.
Who writes checks anymore? When is the last time you wrote a check? Of all the things to get in trouble for, I would respect more a Ponzi scheme. Who in the hell? 713-572-4610. When's the last time you actually wrote a check?
Oh, my gosh.
He wrote bad checks, J-Lo.
You know, I'm like, I write a check once a month because I drop it off for the rent of the place down that I have on the water. But
oh, you're fancy, dude.
But who writes checks, like checks for... products like you know, because was he buying something?
I don't know what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
but he was writing bad checks to the point where he got arrested.
How far was he in?
I don't know.
Let me see.
I didn't look that up. I just couldn't believe that he got arrested. I absolutely loved that TV show too. I thought it was very, very entertaining.
So he just blew through his money.
I don't know if he blew through his money. I don't know if he just didn't have
$13,000.
$13,000 get you arrested. Chris Hansen. I thought they paid a little bit better on To Catch a Predator,
yeah.
but I guess I was wrong. John, mm-hmm. let me ask you a question real quick. Of all the takes and all the stuff that's happened today on this radio station,
mm-hmm.
what has been the low point?
You failing the In the Loop brand, Figgy and I personally, and life in general for flopping on your conceited attempt to be able to distinguish between Hunt's and Heinz tomato ketchup, and not only failing once, but failing twice on a 50-50 proposition. You could have thrown a dart and got it right. Instead, you got it wrong twice.
This is what happened.
That's the low point in the history of our show.
Let me explain. This is what happened, okay? I didn't understand how nasty ketchup is by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never eaten ketchup by itself. I always have a chicken nugget. I might have a chicken breast.
A French fry.
I might have a French fry. I might have a piece of catfish. I might even be dipping a little bit of the chicken fried steak with the gravy. Mm-hmm. I might be doing all that. But whenever you eat ketchup by itself, it is all equally as disgusting. So Seth Payne handed me the Hunt's ketchup in a spoon.
Do we have that, Figgy, the whole thing?
He handed me the Hunt's ketchup in a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was in a spoon, I didn't want to eat too much to be able to taste it. So I put it on my tongue, which, by the way, almost made me throw up myself. And I automatically said it was Hunt's. So that's the lesson here. The lesson here is not that I didn't know my ketchup. Now, you can't say I was a cocky jackass,
mm-hmm.
because I'll agree with that. I was a stupid, cocky jackass here. But the lesson here is, regardless of how good or bad the ketchup is, when you eat it by itself, it's all equally as disgusting.
Blah, blah, blah.
He has lifted up the spoon.
This is Heinz. I don't even need to taste it. Here, this is Heinz.
Cocky.
He's saying I won't taste it.
That's Hunt's.
No, it
is. He got it wrong. Did he get it wrong? Oh, my God.
That's a red Hunt.
That is not Hunt's.
Yes.
What's happened here?
Press pause there for a second.
Unbelievable.
The way you were just like dismissive. Don't even insult me. This is Heinz.
I can smell it.
You were completely dismissive.
It all smells disgusting, too.
Why'd you act that way then?
Because I didn't take into account that it's disgusting. Ketchup is gross as hell when you smell it and taste it by itself. It's gross.
Oh, my God. It's
nasty. But it can
I'll taste it.
I tried to get a little fancy.
Okay, so Landry went by looks. Now we're going to mix it up again. This is round two.
No, I won't mess up the taste.
All right, Landry,
if I mess up the taste, I'm not doing the show today.
So Lopez and Figgy on the one.
All right, here we go. The spoon is up to his lips. He is consuming the ketchup as we speak right now at 9:46 on Sports Radio 6.
That sounds like a mofo.
Heinz! He got it wrong again!
Y'all are doing it right.
This is not real.
Let me see the other one.
You disgust me.
I'm just telling you, man, it's all equally disgusting. It's all equally disgusting. Ketchup, I love ketchup. You should see how much ketchup I put on my plate.
Oh, I know.
I love ketchup.
I'm a big ketchup fan. I've always been.
But apparently it doesn't matter what kind
Not
of ketchup.
Not by itself. No, but if I would have put the Heinz on the French fries, ooh, man.
What is the,
it's orgasmic.
What is the most bizarre or grossest thing you put ketchup on?
Me?
Yeah.
I put it on normal stuff, fried stuff.
Is there anything you put ketchup on? Always put ketchup on. Because I put ketchup on scrambled eggs, and some people
everybody does that.
Yeah, some people think that's gross.
My mother put ketchup on pork chops.
Yeah, that's normal.
Relatively.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd rather have it too far.
Dipped it in or like put it on to cook?
No, she dip it in. That's like her
that's
sauce.
That's true. Like I usually put like A1 or something on a pork chop. You know, something like that.
Yeah, that's straight.
A1 is cool, but ketchup, I don't know. Man.
Do you have anything you put ketchup on that's weird?
Nah, I'm not that big of a ketchup guy. I could eat fries without ketchup.
My brother used to put ketchup on tamales.
I've heard some people do that. You're in the locker room. Go.
Hey, guys, this is Dank.
Hey,
I wanted to get in on that check cashing thing real quick.
Okay.
So a couple of days ago, Landry wrote a check that his ass couldn't cash over that ketchup.
I hate you, Dank.
Sorry to say it. Hey, man, it is what it is. You got to fall on the sword.
I'm on it.
Dank, I still have so much respect for his dance at that Rockets game.
Dank's the man.
There. He was, by the way, Captain Scott Knoll.
Oh, God.
From the Bite Me
Does
podcast.
He still got jokes?
Well, you know he's a retired cop.
Okay.
He worked with Hansen on a couple of them.
He said really?
He said there was
A jerk? Was he a jerk?
He's listening, so he'll answer.
Tell Scott to call in. I want to hear about
Chris
Hansen.
Yeah, we got to hear these stories.
Tell Scott to call in.
He said that he'll call in.
Yeah, call in, Scott.
He said there was always muscle nearby with Hansen.
I would figure, but still, yeah. It just seems like there's quick reaction. I want to hear about Chris Hansen from Scott Noll. Before we do that, there's other people that want to weigh in on this. You're on the locker room. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yo. Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, y'all were talking about the ketchup thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I got a daughter. She eats ketchup on everything. Whenever she's eating on green beans, like cauliflower. Any kind of vegetable, I don't give a care. I don't care what it is. If I let her put ketchup on it, she'll eat it.
But you know what? Some kids won't eat vegetables. If it helps her eat the vegetables, that's right. You got to be on board with it.
That's right.
That's why we do it. That's why we do it. Like I said, she it don't matter what vegetable it is. If like corn, I mean mashed potatoes. She puts ketchup
corn.
On there.
Corn ketchup. Man.
The mashed potatoes is crazy too.
Well, I laugh about that. But I always put mayonnaise on corn.
That's disgusting.
But that's a
you people thing.
That's a
you people thing. 100%.
So good.
100%.
So good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.